I'd like to share with you a thought, Lagabe, the miracle of the stopping of the sun. Gemara says that the sun stopped for Moshe, Yeshua, and Nachdim and Ben-Gurion. And it bothers Tosfos that the sun stopped sped up for Yaakov Avinu as well. In the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, we learned that when the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted Yaakov to stay at the Har Meriah, the sun went down early. So Tosfos says, "Hod lo chashiv nami Yaakov, kisham lo haya rak tashlumin." Tosfos is going on this. It says that after Yaakov was tzelei al yerecha, after his battle with the Sari Shalaisa, the pasuk says, "Vayizrach lo yashemesh," the sun shone. So Chazal say, the Gemara says in Chulin, that the sun stayed out 2 hours extra because the sun has some healing power, and it helped heal the Tzelei Al Yerechai of Yaakov Avinu. So the sun stayed out 2 hours later. So you see the sun stayed out longer for Yaakov too. Taisa says, no, that's Tashlumin. Because in Parshas Vayetze, the sun went down 2 hours earlier. And since the sun went down 2 hours earlier, so it had to be paid back later with 2 hours earlier, 2 hours later. So that was Tashlumin. And our Gemara, for some reason, is not counting cases of Tashlumin. What I'd like to talk about is this idea of Tashlumin. Why is there Tashlumin for a miracle? What does it mean, this Tashlumin for a nes? The water, the Beresh El Miriam, the rock gave out water. So it's Tashlumin, water went back into the rock later. Nobody has any Havamina that way. The language of the Gemara in Chulin is oison shtei shois sheshkia hakadosh baruch chama b'tzeisei mibeis aviv. The 2 hours that the sun went down earlier when he left Parshas Vayetze, eimasai hechzirulai, when was it paid back? B'chazarasi lebeis aviv, huay diksiv yizuchalei shemesh kashover as penuel. Kilu, it must be paid back. Why do you have to pay back the 2 hours? A miracle happened. Why is there this cheshbon of tashlumin for hours of the sun? This is the question I'd like to address. There's a chakira of Rabbi Chanan in the beginning of Pesachim. And essentially, Rabbi Chanan's chakira, as it would apply to Agamara, is the following. He declares, if night begins when the sun goes down, is that a simin or a siba? In other words, is the sun going down early what makes it night? There's the definition of night is either the sun going down, or tzeis ha-kachavim, the stars coming out. That's the siba. That's what makes it night. Night is when the sun goes down. If for some reason the sun stays up many, many hours, it's still day. Night begins when the sun goes down. That's the definition of night. So then it's a siba, it's a reason for it. Really?
The earth stops rotating.
Yeah, when I say sun go down, I mean like the New York Times, it says sunset. That doesn't mean the New York Times thinks that the sun goes around the earth. But I'm talking below Shemini Adam, sunrise, sunset, right? Well, it's
this would apply in Alaska, these places where the sun goes
in Alaska, it's a separate discussion. In Alaska, though, the sun also goes in a circle. It also goes from east to west. And then starts going back towards the east. So it's a separate issue. I don't want to confuse the two. If you want, I'll talk to you about it afterwards. The point is, Rabbi Chanan declares, is the sun going down, or it says the kechavim, the stars going, is that the definition of night? That's what we define? Or no? It's just a simen. Simen means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created day and night. There's a rotating cycle of day and night. There's a day in the winter for this many hours and that many hours. And the Baruch Shalom said to the Malachim, you know, everyone's going to get all confused. It's when's the day, when's the night? You have to have a clock. I'll give them a simen. We'll put up the sun and we'll make the sun go down punct at that time that al pi halacha it's night. It's a simen. It's like a clock. If somebody goes into a workplace, a factory, and he sees everyone's working hard, and then suddenly everyone stops working. So he asks somebody, why are they stopping working? So you see the clock? When the big hand and the little hand point up, that's 12 o'clock, that's the lunch break. So the next day, at 11 o'clock, he's tired. So he climbs up and he changes the clock so the little hand and the big hand go up. He says, lunch break. So it's ridiculous. That's not a sim, it's not a, the sun going up is not the Siba, the two hands pointing up is not the Siba that you take a break. It's not that somehow when two hands point up you take a break. That's only a simin. It's a simin that it's 12 o'clock. So when the two hands point up, it's a simin that it's noon. Noon is lunchtime. It's not a Siba. It's not the reason. If there's a fire in the building and they run out, that's a Siba. Because of the fire, they leave. The two hands pointing up is a simin for them to leave. Rabbi Chana says, maybe the sun going down is a simin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts simonim in the heavens for day and night. But it's not the definition. Day and night are independent facts. Rabbi Chana says, I think most people would be surprised, most of us would assume that the sun going down is the Siba. Rabbi Chana says, no. Fereshah pasuk in Chumash. It says, "V'yerbi b'ikar yom echad, yom sheni, yom shlishi." The sun wasn't even created. Sun and stars were not created yet. So Rabbi Chanan, this is the second piece in Pesachim. He says it seems that the sun and the stars are simonim. There was day and night when there was no sun, there were no stars, there was nothing. It was the first 3 days of creation. So they're only simonim ledavar. They're not the siva ledavar. So we have this aside that the sun going up and going down is a convenience for people that you should know when it's night. Shkia is when the sun goes down. Really, Shkia is that hour because Be'etzem it's that hour. But the sun is like a clock. And when it goes down, it's a simon l'davar. This is Rabbi Chana. Rabbi Chana talks about the Kechavim, about Seisa Kechavim, the same thing about the sun. This is Rabbi Chana. Based on Rabbi Chana, it comes out that if one day HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the sun go down early, so we're in trouble, we're off. It's like the fellow who turned the handles of the clock. Because according to Rabbi Chanan says, the sun going down is only a simon. Really, on any given day, there's a certain number of hours that are day and a certain number of hours that are night. It's independent of the sun. If you're going to go and Yaakov Avinu leaves his father's house and the sun goes down early, so now the whole synchronization of the sun with the halachic day and night is off. It's really off. So we're in a lot of trouble. Now Yaakov wasn't in trouble because there was nobody else was davening, nobody else was saying Kriya Shema. Yaakov was the, I don't know what Yitzchak did, but the Gemara says, that the sun went down. When was it paid back? So I asked you a kasha. What do you mean when was it? Who said, why do you have to pay back the 2 hours? If he says, it's very geschmack. You have to pay back the 2 hours. Because the sun is off with day and night. So Laila Voyet, what are we going to do with day and night? Everything's off. We can't tell by the sun anymore. So according to Rabbi Chanan's Chudish Tiki Yisai, that the sun is like the handles of a clock. So God turned them a little, made the sun go down earlier. So when was it paid back? So it was paid back later. This is a hesber in that idea. In the Gemara, somebody asked me why the Gemara spent so many lines about how many hours the sun was up by Yeshua. 24 hours, 48 hours, 36 hours. The truth is, everything I'm saying only fits Yeshua. If by Yeshua it was up 24 extra hours, then it's good. Because you have the same kasha, by Yeshua, the sun stayed up. The whole synchronization of day and night is off. So at least, the Mandi Amru says it was an even 24 hours extra, that was a 36 hour day, at least there's a Mandi Amru in the Gemara that I can justify this whole shtickle tirah. So this, what? Because today, when the sun went down, I assumed it's night. So in order for it to work, it has to be synchronized. If Shulchan Aruch would say, until Yeshua, it was this way. And if Yeshua is that way, it would be good. But it doesn't say that in Shulchan Aruch. So So it seems that it has to be, it has to be good.
How did Yaakov daven Marav that night? He was having early Marav. Was the night he
daven? Adarabba. I want to tell you something very gishmak. Lefize, you all know that Shachris, we only daven by day. Can't daven Shachris by night. Mincha, we only daven by day. All right. See, them have one opinion of what's called day, and others have another opinion, and it's machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. But you only daven Shachris by day, only Mincha by day. Arvis is the Tfilah Shalayla. So we find an interesting halacha. There's a halacha by Maariv that you're allowed to daven from Plag, even though Maariv is supposed to daven by night. But you're allowed to daven from Plag. What is Plag? Plag is an hour and a quarter, Shoyz Maniyos, before nightfall. So that's the halacha. It comes from the Gemara, from the Madiyamar, the Gemara. But in the first parak in Brachis, that you're allowed to daven Maariv an hour and a quarter, but it's a funny, it's a Tfilah Shalayla. And we learn from Yaakov Avinu, the sun went down and he davened. So it's a strange thing that, you know, usually it's a day Tfilah, a night Tfilah. Why is this halacha that you're allowed to daven from Plag? By Maariv you're allowed to daven, Rabbeinu Yonah, in the first parak in Brachis, clears, does that mean night starts an hour and a quarter earlier? He says, certainly not. It's for Maariv, but for Shema, but not for other mitzvahs. You can't sit in the sukkah, eat the matzah an hour and a quarter before. So Puk by Maariv is such a halacha. According to what we're saying, it's really gishmak. Because according to what Rabbi Chanan, when Yaakov Avinu got to Har HaMoriah, in Parshas Vayetze, it was 2 hours before the night. It was 2 hours before night. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu made the sun go down. According to Rabbi Chanan, it wasn't night when the sun went down. It's like the man who turned the clock. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam fooled Yaakov into thinking it's night by making the sun go down. But Kapishmaya Galia, it really wasn't night. There was still 2 more hours to the day. There was still some time to the day. And Yaakov Avinu went, and you know that the three tefillos of Avos Tiknum, Avraham was Mesachin Shachris, and Yitzchak Mincha, and Yaakov was Mesachin Arvis. It was here, the beginning of Vayetze, he was Misak and Maariv. So it comes out very gishmak. Yaakov Avinu meant to be Misak in the Tfilah Shalayla. And that Maariv is the Tfilah Shalayla. Really, the secret is that he was davening by Plag. He was davening earlier, it was still day. Now, I wasn't there, I don't know exactly how many minutes earlier. The Gemara says the sun went down 2 hours early. Did Yaakov Avinu immediately daven? Or did he make some hachonis? I don't know. And it could be it was also Lele Tammuz and Lele Av. It's Shoyz Maniyos, Plag. There's a time that hour and a quarter could be 2 hours. So what? Well, it's Pesach time is when his father sent him away. But then he went 14 years. I don't know if he waited until Beis Manim. I'm not sure. So it could be. But either way, it's really geschmack. The whole idea of Plag HaMilchi, you could have a Maariv early, it fits in beautifully with this idea that in the original Takon of Maariv, well, Yaakov meant to be Misak and Tfilah Shalayla. It really, Kapishmaya Galia, he was fooled and it was really a Tfilah Shalayim. It's a very geschmack of Cheshbon.
So it wasn't really night.
It wasn't really night. He thought it was night.
Why do you have to fix it?
But from Plag, yeah, it's us. He davened from Plag. He didn't know he was davening from Plag. He thought it was night. By him, it was night. So it's a very geschmack Einfall, at least, and to Plag. The Nachal Eshkol, which I gave out, also I think is totally in this. Although he doesn't say so, Nachal Eshkol is coming to answer Magen Avraham's kasha. Magen Avraham asks a very stark kasha: why do we have Shavuos 50 days after Pesach? Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Fiyamecha Midaitai. And at least according to one man, the Amr, the Gemara, it was Zayin, it wasn't Vav of Sivan. We should have Shavuos, the 51st day after Pesach. It's one of the strangest terutz of Magen Avraham. You can look it up. He says, why do we should do Shavuos the 51st day? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Fiyamecha Midaitai. His teretz is, Mekan Remez Liyantav Sheni Shogolius. Which doesn't seem to answer the question. The kind of rem is a nice rem, but what's the answer to the question? So this Nachal Eshkol suggests, the Gemara says, that for Moshe Rabbeinu a day was added, just like Yeshua, it was Yeshua Moshe Nagdimai. For Moshe Rabbeinu, what does it mean a day was added? Do me the Gemara. Just like by Yeshua, the sun stayed up an extra 24 hours. So by Moshe Rabbeinu, it also. Now when did it happen? So he brings Mandiyama, not like Rashi and Agamara. Rashi says it was by Sichai. He brings a Mandiyama, it was by Amalek. Amalek was during those 50 days. So he says, during those 50 days, Moshe Rabbeinu Hoysef Yemecha Midayti, it was 51 days. But those 51 days only had 50 sunsets. Because one of the days was a 48-hour day where the sun stayed up an extra 24 hours. So the way he cheshbens it, he says the moon kept on going. The cycle of the moon of Rosh Chodesh kept on going. And it was Zion Sivan, Moshe Hoysef Yemecha Yemecha Midayta. But Gabi Sfira Sa'imer, it was only 50 days. Because the sun stayed up 24 more hours. So Mamela, it was only 50 days, even though it was the 51st day. That's his calculation. You'll all make the cheshv, you'll see that also depends. If the sun's staying up 24 more hours, does that really make it a day? For Sfira Sa'imer, only one day? Or is it 2 days, because that's only a simin, and everything got short-circuited because the Rebbe Shalom held the sun up. So it's a possibility.
The sun stayed in its place of orbit around the sun, as opposed to spinning around.
If it stayed, but if it's only a simin, then it's irrelevant. Then. If it's a simin, then the passage of time makes the day. If it's a simin, you're right. But if it's only a simin, then... One last nekuda. The Mohammed Sichain, the sun stayed up, Rashi says. After that, there was Mohammed Midyan. By Mohammed Midyan, there was a tzava to kasha kalim. Hagolas kalim, after Midyan, they captured kalim. So Tosis says to kasha, later in this Masechta, that why weren't they mitzvah? The Ramban of Chumash asked it also. They should have been commanded in kasha kalim by Sichain. The first time they did a battle and captured Goyish Holmes was Sichain. Second time was Midyan. So by Midyan they're told, you captured Caleb, you better kasha them. Why by Sichain weren't they told, you captured Caleb, kasha them? The answer that's given is the same answer. That there was an extra 24 hours, the sun stayed up 24 hours during the battle. Caleb ain't been yaymai. You don't have to kasha. Once a Caleb is not used to 24 hours, Caleb ain't been yaymai, you don't have to kasha, only midrabanan. So since there was a whole 24 hours extra, so therefore there was no tzava of kashering by Sichain, only there. What this all goes to show is that even though this whole thing is an agadita with the sun staying up, there are plenty of halacha places that you can make an attempt to plug it in. Good Shabbos, everybody.